I have been playing like Coldplay, like all week, like feeling melancholy and sad and shit.
Bro, one of the answers that you asked is like, what's your fondest memory of dance music? I was in my I'll repeat this in a pod, but I was in my first party and they played Don't Speak by, was it? No Doubt. Yeah. And I was going, we were partying down, son. This is in Maryland, like in 1,000 years ago.
So. That is funny. But I'll tell you something that helped me get into the dance spirit, or helped ignite my two left feet, was the recent Viva La Fiesta, man. Yes. The one and only Yaya. With the first, what is it? It was the first ever 2-day Hispanic festival here in Jacksonville, Florida.
It was my, yes, our third one, but the first ever 2-day Hispanic fest.
It was filled with live music, plenty of dancing, delicious food, and a whole lot more. Yaya, you brought it up briefly last episode. Do you want to share a few words on how it went?
Oh my God, all the stress, the almost heart attack that I had. Talking about it now makes me want to tear up. It was all worth it. To see a sea of people dancing, not just Hispanics, but African Americans, Asians, white Americans, to see from little babies to the oldest you can imagine, just having a good time, people who don't know each other, dancing with each other, hugging at the end. And it was just a beautiful event. I couldn't ask for anything better. And that's the whole point of Viva La Fiesta, is to introduce people to our Hispanic culture, our Hispanic love, our music. And Oscarito did a great job. And I could not have asked better to team up with LPT with their official album release party. They're an amazing salsa band. I can't highlight them or give them any more praise, because they are just so amazing. If you guys don't know about LPT, please look them up, because they are fuego, fuego. So I appreciate you guys. Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Look, I think with that being said, it's time for our cheers to get this episode started. I want to go ahead, everyone in the room, if you'll raise your glasses. And let's go ahead and cheers, first of all, to a successful Viva La Fiesta.
Yes, absolutely.
As well as good tunes on a Sunday fun day morning, all right? Yeah. To a good episode of Next Spin. All right, cheers.
And wait, we also have to cheers to our podcast getting a shout out for being the number four.
Top 10.
Yeah, top 10 podcast for vinyl and record.
Welcome surprise.
Top 5 dead alive.
Tony, I hear you laughing.
What's up?
Goodbye, Tony.
All right. With that being said, let's go ahead and get this show started. Yo, Spinheads, welcome to another episode of the Next Spin Podcast. And to any new listeners joining us for the first time, welcome. You're now tuned into one of the 10 best record collecting podcasts according to a FeedSpot blog.
Shout out to FeedSpot.
Yo, shout out to FeedSpot, right? I just needed to, I wanted to stunt and brag real quick, because that's a big honor for us, especially with us being such a young show. We haven't even cracked into the double digit numbers. So that's a big honor for us. And it's only possible because of listeners and supporters like you. So thank you. But to continue on with this introduction, we're the Next Spin Crew, a vinyl collective based out of Jacksonville, Florida. We're friends united by a love of music in the analog form, and monthly themed vinyl meetups. My name is Botter, and I'm only one of 5 friends that make up this show. And joining me are my much more talented band of divas and co-hosts alike, starting with, we'll go around to my left. On mic number 2, we got the Don himself, Adrian Ross.
Ayo, bullet in the air. Gunshots.
Oh, that's right. And snapping too. Sharing mics, we've got Freddie, eat your heart out. Isaac Hayes, Douglas in the building.
Yo, that's good.
So. Like I said, sharing that mic with him is event coordinator extraordinaire. She rocks yellow, probably better than anyone I know. It's Yaya or Donna on the mic as well.
And I'm single.
More snaps for the single comment.
That's at Yaya Love FM, I believe, on IG.
Thank you.
We'll have that linked on there for all of you eligible bachelors. And then last but not least, if you have been listening to this podcast, you know every week we try to invite and have a special music guests on the show to join us in on our conversations about these different music genres, as well as record collecting. Today's special music guest is, I think, someone new for all of us. I think we all got to meet him for the first time today outside of Freddie. This was Freddie's guest because he's hosting the event today. Our special music guest today is Alex Saparata. Is that, am I saying that right?
You said it right.
Hell yeah. Hey. Big shout out to Hooks on Ivana.
A lot of people say it really, really well.
But Alex is the creator and owner of Love Create Vinyl, which is an online and pop-up record shop based here in Jacksonville, Florida, offering a unique browsing experience with a curated selection of vinyl records and artwork for sale. I have a link to their site in the show notes, but you can follow them on IG at Love Create Explore.
The name is just Love Create Explore. Yeah,
there we go. Think, all right.
But Thank you. I'm happy to be here, guys.
Hell yeah. Let's give them a round of snaps for Alex. Yes. Thank you so much for joining us, Alex. We'll get this show started here in a sec, but I wanted to remind our listeners, especially our new friends joining us, that, you know, make sure to follow along on Instagram at NextSpin. That's two X's. For pictures from this meetup captured by our silent but fearless leader, Tony Smilajic. Who won't be on the mics, but you'll hear the snapping of his camera all episode. Also follow our IG to keep up with our weekly top five playlist that we all contribute to. That's available on the IG. This month's meetup is centered on the theme of music that makes you dance, which is a little bit different than our other episodes and our other themes, because this has been, Freddie had the brilliant idea, I think, to center this theme on a prompt, which I like that. Hopefully we do more of that. So I guess I'll go ahead and toss it to you, Freddie, to formally introduce the theme and give us the logic and the reasoning behind why you chose today's theme.
You know what? It came from me just wanting to throw a dance party in my house. We've been in here 6 months and haven't really had a party yet. So this was my excuse.
There we go. And what better way to, like, you know, enjoy a nice Sunday, you know, Sunday morning.
We got the brunch vibes going, yes. The mimosas flowing.
I feel like we got to give just a dedicated round of applause to Freddie and his hors d'oeuvres and appetizer skills. I mean, straight up. Come on now.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely. Alex, I'm going to go to you with you being our special guest today to kick us off, you know, with the theme, bring records that make you dance. What's your first or most prevalent memory of dancing, whether that be like a memory from a club, a concert, party, etc.?
So I have this video that, like, my dad dug up, like, home movies, and I'm like, I don't even know, like 4 or 5 years old. And like I'm dancing with my grandfather, who's like 90-year-old, like Italian dude who, like, crossed over back in like 1910 or something, you know? And so me and him are just jamming out in this video. And like, I just remember going up to New York, being with the family. And like, that was always a thing. Like, my uncle had like the sound system, and that was always like a thing we would do. Like, and yeah, so that's probably my earliest memory. Like, just those family times, like just having fun.
Yo, Italians know how to have fun.
Yeah.
I almost thought you were going to say, like, yo, my dad dug out some blackmail. Because I think all of our parents probably have like that one video that if you were to see now, you'd be like, oh, that dumb little kid.
I mean, you haven't seen the video. So.
Alex, do you DJ? Is that, Freddie, is that how you ended up finding Alex?
Yeah, I mean, he DJs with, I don't want to get the name wrong, Wax Wednesdays, I believe.
Yeah, Wax and Whiskeys over at Headroom downtown every Wednesday, vinyl night. So you could catch me out there, like, bringing some vinyl, like, very different vibes all the time.
Nice.
You know, I really just love sharing music with people and just, like, setting a vibe in a place. Like, I don't really DJ a lot, like, so you won't really catch me around town at a lot of places, but that's definitely one you can catch me, you know, pretty regularly, every couple of weeks or so. I'll be out there.
One of the few things I appreciated from you is that the lost art form of spinning with wax, you don't really see that too often. So that's one of the main things that stood out when I saw you spin. I was like, man, he's like playing records right from his collection.
That's dope.
Most people, you know, they just...
So if there was computer, yeah. So if there was anyone deserving of the spin head title, it'd be Alex over here.
Like, oh, yeah, he's coming.
You definitely, like, need, you know, you got to have a good collection, right? Like, I mean, it's like with digital, you could have every song known to man in your hard drive that you just popped in and like, you know, but you got, if you got the physical vinyl, like that's
how many records do you think you have?
So I started counting, like, and I think it's now like a couple hundred. So, you know, not nearly as crazy as like some of the people we know, like,
yeah,
but
still.
But, you know, I've just been collecting since 2014, 2015. So not that long, really. Just started with like the aunt and uncle, like, hey, you guys have records. Like,
yeah.
Do you want those? You know, let me bring those back to Florida. Like, and, started from there.
You mentioned, you know, being of Italian descent and having that background. Do you have, what's Italian music like?
Italian music. So, I mean, you could go, you know, old school, like Italian music, you know, but then what I think of is like Italo disco.
Hmm.
Right. So like that early 80s, like just, you know, or Giorgio Moroder, like just this like driving beat that really inspired a lot of stuff you hear come out of the States or Europe. Like, I mean, a lot of that was coming there. They kind of changed that disco style when it first came out and inspired a lot of other people to do something similar, you know. Music's always changing, right?
Right.
It's always shaping, evolving.
I also think when I think of Italian music, accordions.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I thought it was about the accordion, like, yodeling and accordions, but
yodeling.
I don't know.
Yodeling. I think yodeling is Swedish, I believe. Right?
The accordions for sure.
Well,
when the moon hits the bottom.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Some Dean Martin. Yeah. I started a mix off with that before, and it was
nice.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Adrian, before we officially hit record, you had a pretty good memory that you shared as far as like your most prevalent one when it comes to dancing.
Yeah.
Do you care repeating that again?
First,
for us?
100%, man. So like, So I think one of the questions is like, what's a standout memory for you, like early getting into your music and dance and stuff like that? And what spurred the thought was your comments about like, recently you've been getting into dance music by listening to like, you know, I don't know, Dave Matthews Band or something like that. I don't know what you said, but
I said I've done the opposite of listening to dance music because I've just been listening to like Coldplay these last 2 days.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Okay,
I've been like
okay,
on a weird
okay.
melancholy mood, but
it's the fall weather.
Yeah,
it's probably what
yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
It's probably, yeah.
But 90 degree Florida fall.
Yeah. It's 88 now,
it
man.
Got cold
I feel
for
so
like
cold.
It's 89, okay? 89.
I just want to say for all of our, I just want to brag to all of our, if we got any listeners in you know, up north
yeah.
that we are in shorts and low-cut socks
oh, yeah.
up here.
Tell them about
socks.
My skirt.
Yeah. Yaya is wearing a very inappropriate skirt, according to that Walmart
Once
cashier.
Once again, Yaya is single.
But Adrian, what music was you dancing way too hard? To back in your day.
Yes, bro. It was the first time I was allowed to go to a party by myself. So I was like in fifth grade and then it was like this. It was in Maryland. We were living in Maryland at the time. We, you know, my parents dropped me off at these people's house. My parents meet their parents and they're like, all right, the kids are downstairs having a party. It's going to be fine. And so, you know, so my parents leave and I'm like, oh, man, it's my first party. I feel like a cool, you know, big kid now. Right. No doubt it's blasting in the basement. And I'm like, I'm with my people, you know what I mean? So that was it. That was my big memory. No doubt, Don't Speak, that was song was, I was going hard in the basement, and I was as well.
Damn.
So.
Okay. Hey, look, No Doubt, man, back in
no
the day,
a
what?
Song.
No
it's still a good,
joints.
I love,
right.
First of all, that's one of my favorite albums. That's one of the first CDs I ever bought when I was allowed, that my mom was allowing me to buy off of the catalog,
yeah.
You remember? So, and that album still hits to this day.
Hell yeah.
Orange Kingdom.
Yeah, as far as like, the types of music that that you prefer to dance to. Do you prefer more like dancing to live music at say like at a concert, or do you prefer like recorded dance music? You know, stuff on, you know, whether it be streaming or vinyl, etc. What do you prefer?
It's two different vibes because when I'm at a concert, I want to pay attention to what they're doing, but I also want to dance and have a good time. But when I'm out at a club or at a bar or at a private party, oh, I'm going ham. Like I have to go to the chiropractor the next day. Kinda, you know what I mean? Especially at that, I'm at that age nowadays.
Yeah.
I can't be popping
misaligned.
That back then, but you know. But it just depends on the scene for me. But regardless, I think a good dance scene, I don't need people. I could just dance by myself. I find it funny when people are like, oh, I want to dance, but no one's dancing. Who cares? Like, break the ice. Once one person starts, someone's going to join. And typically, I'm that one person that starts it.
I have lost count of how many times you have single-handedly changed the vibe of whether it be like a party we're at, a bar, etc. And you've just started like this dance, like just wave across the whole room.
Like, I think because I see people, I'm an observer, and I can see people like nodding their heads and like tapping, and I can
they
see
want to
see
that one
they
push.
Have it in them. So like, I'm like, all right, I'm that person. I'm like, no, I want to have fun. Like, this place it needs to liven up. So I'll be that person. I'll just start dancing crazy and just getting people to come out. Even if I don't know you, I'm like, come on, let's dance. And it turns out to be a fun night.
Alex, what do you find, like, what do you find helps get the crowd into a dancing mood? Like, much like we were discussing, you know, sometimes you can see, like, this crowd is right there. I just need to give them that one more push to get the dance floor packed and everyone, you know, having a good time.
It's like a slow build, right? Like, you want to kind of just get everybody going with something that makes you move but isn't, like, too much, right? Like, right away. And just people, like you said, like they're just starting nodding their head, like they feel it, like you don't even realize it that you're dancing, but you're like, oh, like this is making me move, like and then you got to keep it going from there, right? Like, and that's what I think a good DJ curator does, is like just keeps that vibe going throughout the night. And you know, you'll kind of peek and go back, right? And like chill everybody out a little bit and come back, you know, so you're not just full force all night. Like, everybody can't go like 110% all night, you know, like, but then there's points in the night where you really, you can hit that point.
Hmm. Well said.
We can't Macarena all night. But, you know, that's my thing. So,
Freddie, what's your favorite type of music to dance to? Because you're another person I think of that effortlessly just kind of gets into the zone. And I can always find you kind of dancing to yourself, whether it be with a crowd or solo. What's your favorite type of music to dance to?
So, me and Yaya Kendrick Spirits.
Look.
You know what? I can't even pinpoint it to anything. I love all types of different music. 70s soul. Like, it goes back to, like, my family. I'm sure everyone can attest to family reunions. Like, my Uncle Pumpkin. Shout out to my Uncle Pumpkin.
Hey, shout out to Uncle Pumpkin.
Old school dude. Jerry shout out to Uncle Curl, Pump, suit. With the shoes, he's be two-stepping. First one on the dance floor. That's a lot of my spirit comes from my Uncle Punky. And then electronic music. I don't know. I don't think too many people here really rock besides my guests. But I really rock with electronic, house, funk. I love it all, man.
Do you think there's any, could you pinpoint any, like, I guess, commonalities, whether it be like a theme, maybe a certain, like, way the hook is, a certain beat or BPM? That you find you dance more to?
Funk is definitely my, if you playing some funk, I'm a dance. I don't know what the beats are on that, but you get that, any James Brown, all that stuff. Hmm. I love it.
I am what I call a chorus sing-along dancer. Like, I gotta, it helps if I know the lyrics or I can dance to the chorus. And I'm also a really good sit-down dancer. I mean, my toe bop game is pretty on point in the upper body.
arm game. Crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Crazy. You know, I do have to say, when the song Regulate comes on, oh, like a whole nother side of Freddie comes out. Like,
wait, the Warren G song?
What is
the
it?
Warren Regulate? G Regulate?
No. That was that song.
I'm like, what am I doing to Chris?
Yo, I'm about to say, like, imagine.
No, wait.
I mean, he is wearing blue. Wait, so,
you know what I mean? Oh, the whoop.
Set it off. Yes.
Yeah, set it off. That's
my bad, y'all. My bad. Yeah, no. When Set It Off goes off, our boy Freddie lets loose. And Adrian is here. Our boy Adrian's here. Yo, woo, baby.
Damn, you know what? I got that record. And I did not bring it. I might actually go run home and grab that record. That'd be pretty fire to play tonight.
Yeah. That's a Duval speaking, track. For
but
real.
Speaking about Set It Off, Whoopin', and all that, I was curious because Freddie assigned the group some homework, right? He there is a series on Netflix called Explain. They tackle a different subject every episode, but they had an episode on dance music, which I thought was fantastic. They explored a lot about, like, dance music trends, how dance music kind of dates back to, like, you know, very early days, and how it tends to spread. And some of the topics that they talked about was like the recent, like, dance music trends, dance challenges, whether it be especially like on TikTok. And I was curious, what are some dances that you guys know, or dance trends or challenges that you guys have, like, now, partaken in?
Now, you know, we old, right?
All right, I was gonna say, that's bro, why would you do that's this? Fine, to me?
Like, doing
why
it.
Would you do this to me, Bader?
Like, we doing a chicken
head. I'm under attack right now.
Well, then you know what? In lieu of dating our, you know, of dating ourselves, what is the last? Well, fuck it. I'm gonna have some fun with it. What is the last dance that you feel like you confidently learned?
Oh shit! I got this one.
Come on,
the Macarena, son. I can Macarena like nobody's business. Okay, and maybe a sturdy Milli Rock, maybe.
You know, the Milli Rock was very good, the barrier entry was very low.
Right.
You know, but I still could not, you know, sometimes
my
spins was like a weird, like, oval, okay, rectangle, you know.
Listen.
Yo, speaking about the Macarena, real quick, I want to shout out my buddy Brody Smith. He came from Boise, Idaho, mm-hmm, and the only dance he knew was the Macarena.
Oh, that's...
And I met him, like, on this Europe trip I was on. It was like a week, right? And every night we was going out to clubs, and all he did was the Macarena.
Oh, wow.
But my man could Macarena to any beat. Okay. He was, like, exceptional.
Yo, so he switches it up.
Yo, exactly. Yeah, like, he just kind of just followed the BPM, and it worked every time.
I'm thinking of Dave Chappelle in the episode where he's going in the club doing a robot.
There's a robot in every club. Hell yeah.
Slow motion.
Hey.
Yeah, how many dance styles do you know?
Amigo, you know a good bit. People think I'm a professional dancer. I am not.
Don't let her lie to y'all.
I come from a pair of parents who were spectacular and still are dancers. And my mom would, every Saturday when it was time to clean, she would put on records because, you know, she still has her records. She does not want to give them to me yet. She would put on records and she would tell me, close your eyes and feel the rhythm and feel the beat. And that's how I learned how to dance. Now with my god kids, they're keeping me young with these TikTok trends. When it comes for some reason to choreography dance, mm-hmm, I have two left feet. I can follow someone doing it, but as far as counting, I'm like 3, 5, 7, 8.
Too much thinking, yo.
My dyslexia comes in and I can't. But it's fun to see people come up with different dances, especially now there's a new trend. And I think we're missing that because I don't know what happened. For the last 10 years in the club, people just been going and standing in the club. And I'm like, y'all really paying all this money to drink, all this money to just stand and not dance, like the loss of dancing, it kind of got lost in the last 10 years. And so I'm happy that TikTok in a way has brought it back to people, because now when they hear these songs, they start doing, you know, these TikTok dances, and, you know, and at least people are dancing again.
Alex, is it like pulling teeth trying to get a crowd to dance, or do you more so dabble in like kind of chill kind of vibe music?
I mean, it depends, man, right? Like, depends where you are. If it's like some chill kind of place, like, you might just build it up, like, play something. Like I said, though, like, you can still get people to dance. It doesn't have to be so aggressively, like, in your face, like, you're going to dance. But you just start moving. Like, you just can't help it, you know, when that beat sets in.
Yeah. Freddie, how did you end up learning how to dance? Like, did your parents kind of show you? Did you just learn from family?
There was no sit down with my family. Music's playing. Get up, you're gonna learn this dance, electric slide, all that.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it was no standing around with my family.
At family functions, my you know, my mom's Moroccan, and we've got a few of her sisters live here and friends. So anytime they have like Moroccan music playing, it's a lot of like hip shaking and stuff like that. And as a kid, when that music would come on, I would try to just dash out the room. Because all of them would grab, it didn't matter who you were, whether you were, you know, a little girl or boy, they'd grab you and try to teach you how to like shake your hips like that. So like I always had like this weird awkwardness when it came to like, you know, Arabic music and you know, dancing, period.
But I think if you could dance, you're good in bed. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
Yo, once again,
once again, Yaya is single.
That's Yaya Love FM.
.com?
.com. No, I don't know about the .com.
Host of the 2-day Hispanic Festival. All right, look, last question I got before we share the albums that we all brought. I want to know, what is the last song that's recently come out that you have felt the urge to dance to? Is there a song that, you know, came out in the last couple months that you were like, damn, I got to dance to this? Alex, I'm going to go to you first.
It's in the last couple months.
And maybe not. I mean, if it's in the last 5 years, that's fine, too.
Yeah.
Hold up. While you think about it, bro.
Yeah, I'm like, let me pull my phone out.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Because you said last couple months, and I already thought, I can't specifically choose one, but Kali Uchis, that's my favorite album this year. And her song, I can't choose one specific, but the whole album just makes me want to dance. Telepatía was her huge hit. Which when I hear, it's not like a huge dance track, mm-hmm. but it's great. And Doja Cat, actually, let me take that back. If we're going to think dancing, Doja Cat, definitely had me dancing this year. Her new album was the one, and her song with Nicki Minaj that came out. I can't remember right now because I'm hearing this song in the background, but
which is a
Doja Cat had me dancing this whole year. So I'm gonna give my girl Doja.
Yeah. Okay. So then I thought of a couple. So that, to piggyback off of you with the Kali Uchis, Aguardiente Limón, that joint is fire, yeah, son. I love that one. But there's another, and thank you for teeing me up for that one because that was awesome. But the one that I thought of immediately, but I couldn't remember the name of it, was that Channel 3 with Tyler the Creator Fuego joint.
Mm.
That came up a couple of months ago. But that joint is that's a vibey song. Y'all need to peep it if you haven't.
I like it.
Yeah.
And also, go ahead.
You going to the concert?
Nah, man.
Are you not going?
I know. We talked about it, but I'm not.
Because he's opening for
Thundercat.
Thundercat. Yes. Yeah.
It's next week, right?
Channel 3 Tuesday, cool. I believe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Freddie, you play. If our listeners listen hard enough, they heard a little bit of the song that you chose. But what's the song?
Connected to the Bluetooth. So anyone knows that if Afrobeats come on, I'm a dance.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yo, if Afrobeats come on, Freddie's hips just start gyrating at their own speed.
I'm in my own fucking world. Anyone that wants to join, cool, but I don't need nobody else.
Yeah,
for real. But that WizKid joined Essence with Tim's. I'm not sure if it's pronounced Tim's or not, but yeah. Tim's, yeah. I love that fucking song, man.
You like the remix too with JB?
Justin Bieber's on it?
On the remix.
On the remix?
Yeah.
I can tell from your face already. Yeah, you probably wouldn't.
Sure.
Very PC of you. Yes, yes.
Alex, what about you?
Yeah, so like new music, I'd say this track Roller Coaster from Full Crate. And it's just got a really nice like Brazilian samba vibe. And I really vibe with that. Like I'm like, y'all are giving me so much good tips though, because like I need to find more new artists to listen to.
Look, the Next Spin podcast also serves as a DJ's best friend.
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and say this group called Jungle. They're a British electronic band. That's actually one of the albums I brought, but they got a song named Casio that came out like 2018, 2019. So relative, not that crazy old, but very infectious, like very simple kind of beat too, but like, you just can't help but like kind of getting like, you know, have a little bop to you. So
have you seen the video of it
on
YouTube?
I'm sorry. And I cannot believe I was going to kind of glaze over that.
No,
but
do that.
All of their music videos have exquisite like choreography and dance. I mean, it's nothing but dancing, like extremely good dancers doing great choreography. So I almost recommend that instead of watching or listening to the song first, watch the video, and then it'll just be burning your mind for the rest of the
day. You look like one of the characters from the video, bro.
I mean, look.
Are you in the video?
Am I the good-looking light-skinned
dude? Yeah.
I mean, I might be. I don't know. All right, with that being said, let's go ahead and talk about the albums that we brought. Alex, I'm going to go to you because you're a guest of honor. Tell us what albums you brought for you today.
Brought too many albums, but... Yeah, so how many should I pick?
Tres.
Give us three. Give us
all three. Right, three. Okay, cool. Yeah, so the first one is
45 at that.
Yeah, I got a couple 45s actually.
This is the first 45, right? That we've had.
Actually, it is.
Yeah.
Round of snaps for Alex.
All right. Yeah.
Alex 45 King over here.
Yeah, so this one is from this label, Athens of the North. It's called You Can Win from Billio. And it's a reissue of this record. And I just love it. Like, it's just, it's good. It's got a good message. It's got a good vibe. Like, and I've always wanted it and got it recently, so I had to bring it out.
Nice.
Let's see. Another one that I brought, actually played this Wednesday at Wax and Whiskey downtown Jax, is from Tantra, Hills of Kathmandu. So just like straight disco, like, yeah, it's good vibes. It's fun. And the last one I'm going to play is, it's actually like a remix of the Whitney Houston song, Love Will Save the Day, from David Morales.
Oh, yeah. David Morales has really good mixes.
Oh, it's so good.
David Morales is a house DJ from
So I had to mix it up. I got some vibes in this bag, but.
Yeah. All right. Real quick. My dad, when we first got our computer, I'm going to go on a tangent, but I'm going to share something anecdotal. My dad grew up in Jersey and was, is really into house music. When we first got our first computer
and internet,
there was a site called like Club Nuts or some shit like that. But that's all he wanted to do on the computer when we first got it was find these old DJ mixes. And David Morales is like one of his favorite DJs ever. So anytime I hear like those house DJ names, like it's one of the closest bonds I got to my dad is like music shit. So that's tight, man. I cannot wait to hear that. Cool.
Excited, man.
Awesome. You got your records ready. What records did you bring?
This theme is a little different for me because I chose tracks that make me want to dance, not necessarily that it's dance. It's in the dance genre.
I mean, technically, the prompt was music that makes you want to dance.
It's music that makes you want to dance. It doesn't have to be dance or house or nothing like that.
Okay, just in case anybody wants to be out there, you know, just letting y'all know. Okay.
Dang, we got next spin haters.
Yeah, man.
No, that's okay. So, I of course have to bring a salsa record. Rey Barreto is my favorite. He really is my favorite salsero now that I think about it. And this is the vinyl from The Beginnings. And Rey Barreto was featured in that documentary, Summer of Soul.
Oh, nice.
He's actually one of the first artists to really make salsa what it is nowadays. He started his, he got in the military because, you know, back then they had to go in the military. And he was picked on, although he was a white Puerto Rican, he was picked on by the Southern folks because he was Spanish and all that, although from New York. So when he got out of the military in 1962, he formed his band. And in the 60s, they released over 12 records. And in 1992, he decided to retire from salsa because it was no longer, he called it corny and fluffy.
Wow.
And he decided to retire and just do jazz until he passed away. So we'll be playing two of his tracks from this amazing salsa vinyl, which is hard to find. So I was blessed to find it in the St. Augustine
record.
Yeah, I paid a little penny for that one. And then, of course, because I'm a 70s girl, I need to have my girl Donna Summer. Okay. Love to love you, baby.
I don't know.
And fun fact about this song is that you guys know this is her first disco hit, and literally the first disco hit, period. Not just hers, just the first disco hit, period. And when she recorded this track, she didn't want any men in the recording studio besides her producer, who is Giorgio something.
It's Giorgio.
Yeah. Hey, there we go. And then he told her that he wanted her to lay down on the floor and he turned off the lights to make those special moaning sounds. And so that's what she did. She turned off the lights, laid on the floor, and, you know, started not doing some things to herself, thinking about her then boyfriend, Peter, at that time. And that's how the song got recorded. It's a 6-minute track, and I love it. And last but not least, I had to bring this song that reminds me of my childhood. Anybody, it doesn't matter what age you are, even babies who don't understand it, as soon as that, as soon as this track comes on, people already know it's Baby Got Back. And a little history about this song. Sir Mix-a-Lot made this song because he was watching the Super Bowl and all the girls were skinny. And so he wanted to do a song about how Hollywood at that time really didn't appreciate women's with curves and bodies, and specifically with big booties. So he made this song. When they did the record, when they were doing the video, they were casting girls specifically with big booties. And it was hard to find at that time because, you know, everyone was skinny back then. And so when they did the video, MTV banned the video and it made the song even more popular. And he won a Grammy for best hip hop track at that time when the song came out. So shout out to Sir Mix-a-Lot. And those are my three babies.
Can I just say, I always enjoy when Yaya gets a chance to talk about her records because she comes through with it as far as like
the that was deep.
She does.
Yeah, that was deep.
Spectacular. Freddie, you got to follow up with that. What records did you bring, brother?
Thank
you
God.
You know I'm short and sweet. One of my favorite artists of all time at this point is Tame Impala. I love Tame Impala with all my heart. I bought the Slow Rush, which was his last project, came out during Corona. So this one got a lot of spins while I was trapped in my house. And I don't have any background info on it. But
dope record. Go listen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We were supposed to go to the concert and Corona happened. Damn Corona.
Taking everything from us.
And this is an artist. I'm not sure how many people are familiar with this artist. They're out of the UK. I'm going to mess up their name, but it's Raiton and Kalo. They make like housey techno vibes. You might have heard their song. I don't want to pull it out, but check them out. They're definitely a cool. If you like techno house music, this is definitely one that you want to listen to. It has a lot of African rooted.
Did you already give the album name?
You know, I don't. It's not on here, so
it's probably yeah. So it might be a self-titled.
Yeah, I think it might be a self-titled.
Oh no, it's called Foreign Aurora, Aurora.
Yeah, that is it. About this, a couple of the singles I really liked, and I was like, I wonder if there's a vinyl for this. I'd never even listened to the whole record, and half the songs aren't even available on Apple Music. I think it's like UK.
Yeah, yeah, yes. Like a region exclusive.
Yeah, type region thing. Exclusive type of thing. So when I got the record, I'm like, man, this whole thing's dope.
How'd you come across it?
Because I just from the single, I liked a couple of their singles.
Yeah,
and I'm like, let me see if they got vinyl. I shipped from like Spain or something.
Okay,
it was like $20 off Discogs. Yeah, so I was like, take
the Euro shipping kills you.
Oh really?
Yeah. How long was is only that? $10.
Oh, that's not bad then.
So yeah. it wasn't crazy. That's only if it was more than that, I probably wouldn't have. Yeah. But I'm so glad I got this. I play this one when I'm cleaning the house just to vibe and dance around.
That's dope.
So yeah.
And as like a newer vinyl collector, man, just to riff on that for a second, is that, you know, for me it's interesting. Like I'm trying to expand my scope of where I collect the vinyl or get it from. And it sounds like more and more I'm gonna have to do that from like online sites or whatever.
Yeah,
if I'm looking for like more exclusives, because if you go to the stores, nothing against the stores here, love them actually, because thank God they're here because I got the records from there. But like if I want something a little bit more outside of the norm, like I've got to do a little bit more digging, and that's what I'm curious about, like how you get these rare records.
Yeah, Discogs always comes in handy when, of course, much love to all the record stores,
yes,
in the world. But, you know, that's more digging and finding something you kind of looking for. But if you're looking for something specific, Discogs is always where it's at, in my opinion. But, and there's other websites as well.
Okay.
Yeah, the more you start digging, you find certain stores that, they carry that stuff, you know, regularly. And then you just come back to them, you know. But a lot of times it is like you just hear it on YouTube or somewhere else. You're like, let me go look on Discogs. And then it's like, oh, buddy has this in New York. Let me order it from him.
Okay.
You know? Then you start getting your want list together. I don't know if you have a Discogs yet.
I don't. Yeah.
Get your want list together and then go from there.
I have like 15 Discogs carts open.
Damn.
It's just like whenever I'm like, you know, I feel like buying a record. I'm like, I'm going to get one of these. Like, but the, and then they go away. You know, gotcha. Other people buy it. It's like it's gone. But
vinyl's a thing now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It never went away, but it's definitely made a hell of a comeback.
There's a really, I think it was the New York Times had a recent article about how the demand for vinyls is so high that they are having trouble meeting that demand for various reasons, not just because of demand, but also like pressing issues and other like kind of weird things going on with it. Yeah.
A lot of the smaller labels too, like are the ones that are feeling the brunt of that, because like the major labels are like, we're going to reissue the whole back catalog of, you know, some really famous artists, like, and that just clogs up all the waiting lines. So like these small labels are like, should I even do a vinyl?
Because
now it's like, I don't know if I'm going to get it for 8 months.
Yeah.
Like stuff like that. Like
they press 1,000 copies and you got the bots buying them all and then reselling them for 3 times worth of prices. And
crazy.
I mean, that's basically like the Jordans of the world.
Yeah.
Damn those bots. Freddie, did you have one more record?
Oh, yes, I have one more record. This is also a house electronic vibe band. This is Gorgon City. They actually just came to Jacksonville. I missed them. But this is also one of my favorite bands from the last 10 years.
Oh, that's dope. They came to Jacksonville?
Yeah, they came to Jacksonville, downtown. It was definitely a younger vibe.
Oh. Okay.
You know, the UNF kids.
Over there doing TikTok dances.
Over there TikToking it up. All in my electronic craze.
Is that the newer one?
Sirens. This is not the newest one. The newest one, I don't know if that's on vinyl, but this is my favorite one out of this. The new one is good too, though.
Because I really like one of their older ones. I'm wondering if that was it.
Yeah, I feel like that's their best project, but in my opinion.
All right. Thank you so much, Freddie. Adrian, what you got for us, man?
All right. All right. So I am pulling it out. So sorry for all the noise, everybody. Okay. So I've got J Dilla's Donuts. Like Freddie, I'm going to be short and sweet with it. Honestly, I put this whole thing on and just let it rock and just let the groove take me where it takes me. But Two Can Win is like my favorite, track on here. So Donuts by Dilla. I got Toro y Moi, Outer Peace. The record that I'm going to play on this one is Laws of the Universe.
Yeah. That whole album is like a vibe.
The
man.
Way that it starts, I love it. Just the freaking knocking bass. Like, it's
that's dope. One of them like albums and artists that kind of like, I think I just had I forgot what Spotify Apple Music, but it was just on shuffle.
Yeah.
And man, every now and then, sometimes they just be blessing you for that one gem that you're like, I am now a fan of this person.
Yes.
I'm going to. You know, let me add every album they ever made to my thing.
Bro, to that point, I try to train the algorithm to show me shit that I like. Real shit, bro.
I know what you mean.
I try to listen to most eclectic shit, and I don't let my kids play music on my stuff because I don't want them to mess up my algorithm. Right now, it's feeding me very good stuff. So, yo, Spotify algorithm is kicking Apple's ass right now.
I love Spotify.
Yeah.
You know,
I love Spotify. All you Apple users suck.
Whatever.
All y'all got iPhones, but y'all.
I can't. I can't go that far. But
look, and the thing is too, you know, you become a snob with your streaming service because when you at when we host like little get-togethers, I'm very picky over like, you know, who's gonna use my account. It's like, look, I got to make sure that you know they got a good vibe. You know, good
100%, dog. Can't fuck up my algorithm.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
Anyway, so yeah, It's that Seb DeLisa joint that I shared this week, the algorithm was playing me some craziest electronic joints on there. I've never heard like half the bands that they were playing. So anyways, the song I think is called My God is the one I just shared. So check that out from our weekly playlist. But the last record is Thriller. You don't have to say anything.
You got the picture disc.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Michael just spinning.
Looking dreamy.
Michael's spinning 360 the whole time. I think in the I don't know if it's like the OG release or which one, but the full picture of him, you know, laying down with the white suit, black shirt. I think he's got a tiger, I believe, right? A tiger with him.
I think I have
laying down next
I think I brought it.
yeah.
Which is like so, you know, like Michael Jackson with it, you know?
Yeah. You gotta have it in the collection as a new vinyl guy. So,
all right, that's good stuff. I'll go ahead and share mine, and then we'll go ahead and pick the winner of our Tiger Records gift card. Speaking about tigers, actually,
yes,
we'll pick the winner of our Tiger Records gift card. Adrian, I too brought. You know, I was in the Michael Jackson mood too, so I brought Off the Wall.
Yes,
nice. Which I almost brought Thriller, but I was like, you know what? Off the Wall.
It is.
Is such a good dance album, and it's well, primarily because it's like really heavily a disco influence, right? It's his fifth studio album. It's the first album that he made with Quincy Jones before Thriller. So it's kind of like, you know, the archetype to what would become Thriller. Heavy on the disco, pop, funk, R&B influence. Stevie Wonder, Paul McCartney wrote some songs on here as well. I mean, Off the Wall has sold, I think, 20 million records to date. But I think the joint I'll be playing on this one is either Rock With You or Off the Wall. Yeah, you can't go wrong.
I interfere, and I just want to say a fun fact about the Thriller, and I should have said that. So you guys don't, I went to Full Sail University, and Michael Jackson's longtime engineer, who I'm having a blank right now, he recently passed away, was one of our guest speakers. And he was talking about the recording of Thriller.
Oh, wow.
And how Michael Jackson, it was him, Michael Jackson, in the studio. Michael Jackson did all the animal sounds that you hear. That was him. Every sound that you hear in that track is Michael Jackson, him making it.
Wow. He does not cease to amaze me.
He recorded the track over 20 times. And when Quincy Jones walked in the studio, he was like, Michael, what's the problem? He's like, man, I don't know. I just don't know which track is the right one. And he was like, well, go ahead and play. Let's start hearing it. And he played the first one. And he's like, the first one's the one. Why you need it doing? So the first the song that you're hearing is the first take of Michael Jackson.
Want to be Thriller. Starting
something?
It's
the first take ever of him.
Damn.
Recording that track. So fun fact about that.
One take.
Straight up, I'm honestly gonna be looking for the animal sound. Cause I'm telling you, there's like, he's got a whole jungle on that.
It's him making all the animal sounds.
No, that's right.
Yeah. Imagine
he
Michael.
He said that Michael is an extremely well. We know this, but. He was an extremely talented
voice actor.
And when it comes to music and sounds, he knew like what to do. And so shout out to Michael Jackson.
Sure. All right. My next album, I mentioned this earlier, but it is Jungle, the album Forever. Their second album came out in 2018. Just some fun fact about Jungle. It's actually just two British electronic producers by the name of Josh Floyd Watson and Tom McFarland. They also just go by J&T. The beauty about this is that it took me forever to find what these guys look like because they have a very strong emphasis on like, hey, we're a collective. We want that to be the aesthetic. We want the aesthetic to be focused on the dancing, the live performance. And they even challenged themselves to recreate a lot of the music that they originally made with a 7-piece band. So they wanted it to feel like organic, live, and full. And I'm telling you, it's just like some of the funkiest shit you'll ever hear. So I'll be playing Cassie off this album. And then last but not least, because I knew we were going to be in this like Sunday Funday vibe, I brought the Neptunes Presents the Clones.
Nice.
You know, I'm just going to be playing Frontin', the quintessential house party album. And the other thing, too, about this album is that like the first, I think, 5 singles off it are all like 8. You've got, let's see, the 5 singles from this album was Frontin', you know, Pharrell and Jay-Z. You had Light Your Ass on Fire by Busta Rhymes. You had what I consider a hip-hop, like, underground classic, Rock and Roll by Famlay.
Come on.
Hot Damn by Clips is on here. And then It Blows My Mind by Snoop Dogg is also on this album. I think we don't have to say much about the Neptunes because Billboard has called them, you know, one of the top, I think, 10 producers of the decade. So it's no surprise that this album's got nothing but great tunes on here. And yeah, with that being said, those are the albums that we all brought. We're going to go ahead and get to playing those here in a second. But last and foremost, I want to go ahead and announce the winner of our Tiger Records a gift card. If you listened to last month's episode, we had James Saboni on the show. He was kind enough to go ahead and offer a $50 gift card for our first giveaway. The rules were incredibly simple. All you had to do was leave an Apple review and send us a screenshot and, you know, make sure that we had proof that you sent them in. We had 12 submissions total. So I've got all of those names and submissions in a hat. And I'm going to have our guest of honor, Alex, pick one from the
hat.
Who
I get to pick.
Yeah. And yeah, we'll pick a winner and, you know, we'll reach out to
the
winner.
No pressure. Just a lot of people are about to hate you, brother.
Go ahead and give me a drum roll, please. All right, there we go. Alex, you're going to pick the winner. What number is that right there?
We got a 6. Or is that a 9?
Let me take a look. Go to the judges.
This is how conspiracy starts.
No, that's a 9.
That's a 9.
Because that is my 6 right there. So number 9 goes to, now granted, it's a username because that's how Apple reviews work. But it's Razi, R-A-Z-H-E-E. Razi, you are the winner of our $50 Tiger Records gift card. Round of snaps, Razi. We'll reach out to you via the next from Instagram and set up, you know, your pickup for that gift card. So
you will have 1 month to claim it. If not, we will keep it.
So thanks again to everyone that entered in our giveaway and left us a positive review. Those go a long way in helping us grow this show. So thank you. And please continue to share this show with a friend. That's a music snob in your life, man. With that being said, we've got some music to play, some records to spin. So there you have it, folks. We hope you enjoyed the show. Make sure that you follow the Next Spin IG to see photos from this meetup, as well as links to our weekly top 5 playlist. I want to go ahead and thank our guest of honor, Alex, for coming on today. We'll have a link to Love, Create, Explore in the show notes. Oh, did you want to share or plug Wednesday Whiskey Wednesday?
Yeah, so every Wednesday at a Headroom downtown Jacksonville, about 8:30 to like they kick us out. we're in there playing records. And I think what's really cool, especially for probably listeners of this show, is, you know, anybody can come and play. You don't need to be a DJ or anything like that. Like if you have some records and you want to come sign up and play for 30 minutes, you know, just come out and vibe and you'll hear some of the best music in town.
Oh, yeah. Me and Freddie went this past week and it was my first time. Was it your first time too?
Second.
Oh, it was the second. And it was a vibe. It was great. It was good to see, all different genres and, you know, just people that love records come out and play what they like. And, it was cute. I definitely applaud you guys for keeping the vinyl community alive here in Jax.
Hell yeah.
Well, and there's stuff for sale too. Like, my buddy Dorian, you guys probably know Poppy Disco.
Poppy Disco's my guest.
Yeah.
Okay.
For the next theme.
That's right.
Nice. Which is salsa.
Speaking of which, that's right. You've got, you're hosting the next month's theme. And it sounds like we're doing salsa, right?
Oh, wait.
Or is Tony next?
Tony's next.
Oh, Tony's next. That's right. See? Our fearless leader, Tony, is next. So we'll be back here next month. What is it?
What?
Drug music.
Drug music? What?
I got 3 records already lined up, son.
So we're going to have Miley.
Shrooms.
So next month, Tony is for sure going to be on the mics incriminating himself the whole time.
Yeah.
Shout out to our employers.
Right. Need y'all.
No, I kid. Please. But anyways, look, I appreciate all of our listeners. Thank you guys so much for making us a top 10 best podcast involving, you know, record collecting. Thank you guys so much. In the meantime, take care of yourselves. Treat yourselves to some records. You earned it. Come back next month for the next spin. Peace and good tunes.